in a sermon entitled, The Face in the Sky. Frederick Buechner tells about the experience of watching an Italian film, La Dolce Vita, in a theater filled with college students. As the movie opens, there's a helicopter. And it's flying through the sky. And underneath it is a statue. Its arms are open wide, and you can see the bearded face. It's held by a harness from the bottom of the helicopter. And as it flies over a field filled with men that are working on tractors and doing other things, one of them looks up and sees the statue, and they begin to wave at the helicopter. And the helicopter dips towards the earth, and suddenly one of the men yells in Italian, of course, "Hey, it's Jesus!" And with that, the men start running across the field. And the helicopter pilot's having fun. They dip and they swerve, but they finally fly off. The next thing you know, they're on the outskirts of Rome. And as fate would have it, they fly over an apartment complex with a pool on the top of the building. And of course, they're rather beautiful babes, scantily dressed, sunbathing around the pool. Well, the pilots can't resist it, and so they come and they fly even lower. And the girls are up waving at them, and one of the pilots actually leans out, trying to get the numbers of the girls, promising that as soon as they deliver their cargo, they'll come back. Finally, they begin to fly off again. Now, you can imagine sitting in a theater full of college students, the hoots and the hollers and the carrying on. But then, as they fly off, the camera begins to come in close to the face until finally the entire screen is filled with a bearded man. And Buechner says that at that moment, the theater became deathly still. And no one dared to move. It was as if seeing the face for the very first time, he says, they knew if only for a moment, they belonged. You know, there's something about being in Christ's presence that does that to us. It quiets our souls, and despite what might be wrong, what challenges we may be facing, for a brief moment, we know that we belong. And we know that if we belong, we can continue on against all odds. Well, at least that's the way it was for the shepherds. While we prefer to think of these men as being quiet, gentle people who, like David, spent the evenings sitting in the fields watching their flocks quietly get grazing and sleeping, strumming their harps and singing beautiful songs, right? Well, that was not the life of a shepherd. As a matter of fact, besides being loud and boisterous and somewhat uncouth, shepherds tended to smell like one of the flock. Is it any wonder that other folk disappeared when they appeared? shepherds, they really weren't very well liked. It wasn't that they belonged in the same class as tax collectors and robbers, but they were close. No one liked the shepherds. But you know, all that changed one night. The angels appeared to them and told them about a child who had been born in Bethlehem, a child who was Christ the King. And perhaps for the first time in their life, they were actually invited to go to some place, to go and see for themselves. So they couldn't resist. They went. And they found the babe just as they had been told. And at that moment, as they gazed into his face for the first time, they found that they were in a place where they belonged. Can you imagine what it felt like? After spending your entire life as an outcast, to know that there was one place in the world where you belonged, where you were wanted, where you were expected. Now, tradition tells us that 2 years later, Magi from the east came and found the child with his mother. Unlike the shepherds, these men were among the honored and worthy of their society. And then one evening, they saw a star. And the very sight of that star captured their imagination, and it refused to let them go. They studied it, and they pondered it. And finally, they just had to go. They had to find out where the star was leading them. And once they arrived at the place where he was, when they gazed upon his face for the first time, their lives were changed forever. These men were used to being accepted, but now they were humbled. For somehow or the other, they knew that they were in the presence of the Holy. And once you stand in the presence of the Holy, once you let his love touch you, you can never be the same again. On this night, we too are invited to the stable in Bethlehem to take our place at the manger. We're encouraged to gaze upon the face, to stay and to kneel. And the amazing thing is on this night, it doesn't matter if we're among the outcasts or the aristocrats, the wealthy or the poor, the faithful or the searching. All that really matters is that we allow the one whom we meet there to penetrate our hearts, enliven our imaginations, and strengthen our faith. The star is shining. The angels are singing. Mary is waiting. So let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. To God be the glory. And all God's children say, Amen.